Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T, and I'm here with a Friday night scary bed crime story. Now, I don't tell you stories that aren't true, so you know that this actually happened. A woman named Laura Schilling, her mother, and four teenage girls were visiting Lexington, Kentucky on the weekend of April 13th for one of the girls' equine competitions. They were from outside the state, so they booked an Airbnb for the duration of their stay. Apparently, they landed in Kentucky late on Thursday night, and they were alarmed to find the front door of the Airbnb, which was in a very rural area of Lexington, wide open. Schilling wrote in a Facebook post, quote, "I went in knowing that it was the right home based on pictures, but was very leery that there could be someone inside the house." Well, hell yeah, you'd be leery, my God. She checked under all of the beds. Good move. That's what they taught us to do when I was a flight attendant. Every time we went into a new hotel room, we were supposed to check under the bed, behind the curtains, in the shower, etc. And we were supposed to do this as soon as we entered the room and also to leave the door to the room open just in case there was a creeper under the bed. So Schilling looked under the bed, she looked inside the closets, and only after she made sure that the house was completely clear did she let her daughter and her daughter's friends enter the house. And even then, she went around and she made sure that all the windows and the doors were closed and locked. The next day, April 13th, the group left the house, and when they returned, they found that someone had been inside. Schilling said that they were certain someone had entered the home because the deadbolt was unlocked and the hotel-style latch was now open. Now, if that were me, I would have grabbed my bags, turned around, got in my vehicle, and taken off and reported the joint to Airbnb. But that's not what Laura Schilling did. She said that the group assumed that perhaps the Airbnb owner had dropped by the house, and so they ignored everything. Later that same day, they went to dinner and then returned to the Airbnb, where they hung out and then got ready for bed around 11:30 p.m. It was late, it was dark outside. Schilling, her mother, and the four teenagers were ready to go to sleep. But then one of the girls burst into Laura's room. She came in and she told Laura that her window was open. Laura later said this of the incident: "My mom and I went in to find that both windows in the room were indeed unlocked and cracked open. I then checked my daughter and her friend's room with the same result. Everyone was confused." Schilling then inspected the rest of the windows in the home, and she discovered that they were all in a similar position. She knew that when they left for dinner, all of the windows had been closed. Then Laura saw something that made her blood run cold. "I went back to the original open window to find that the screens had also been removed. When I opened the window, there was a car that had been parked across the street with tinted windows." She looked at the car, but not for long. She said, "When I looked up and looked at their car, the car immediately started and took off." Schilling's mother called 911, and the Lexington police quickly dispatched a deputy to the scene. According to authorities, officers were sent to the Airbnb around 11:38 p.m. When the officers arrived, they learned that the guests had arrived at the residence and noticed all these strange windows and doors unlocked. Nothing was reported missing, and the officers could not determine if someone had unlawfully entered the residence. But according to Laura, the deputy insisted that they leave because they, quote, were in danger. He warned them that whoever did this would indeed be back, and the officers remained at the property until all the women finished packing and left for the hotel. And get this, Lexington police stated that as of this moment, there is no indication that the incident is linked to human trafficking. Apparently, the Lexington Police Department leads the states, I don't know if they mean the state of Kentucky or the entire United States, in human trafficking-related arrests. So they are now actively investigating whether any criminal activity took place. The moral of this story is to heed the warning signs, and if you rent an Airbnb or even a hotel room, you've got to go in there and check things like the windows, the doors out to patios, make sure the place is locked, and don't leave the windows open when you leave. And then, I mean, based on this story, check the windows when you come back to make sure they're still closed and locked. Now, I'm assuming they've left a review on Airbnb so that whoever is renting this place is aware. And if it's the owner, because it sounds like the owner, who else would have a key to the deadbolt, right? Or the owner's child or relative, who the heck knows? You don't want to be staying in a place like this. When I first saw the title of the article in the Daily News, I thought this was going to be a ghost story. Turned out to be a real life boogeyman story. I'll see you next time on Bed Crime Stories. Happy weekend. Hey, do me a favor. If you enjoyed this, smash that like button. It helps so much. And consider a membership or a Patreon membership. As Dolly of Dollyvision says, I gotta eat.